This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. First, we had the Russians using social media to interfere with American elections. That's not partisan, by the way. That's just fact. Anyway, today we learn the Chinese are using social media to mess with the American economy. Researchers at a key cybersecurity company say a Chinese group impersonated Americans on social media so that they could undermine U.S. production of rare earth elements. You've heard about them, certainly. We've talked about them here. Critical components in almost everything from fuel cells to cell phones. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore now on what this might tell us about the U.S.-China economic relationship.
Earlier this month, a chorus of social media accounts that appeared to be based in Texas started warning that a proposed rare earth element refinery there would cause radiation poisoning, toxic waste, and threats to livelihood.
But these people weren't real.
John Holtquist is a vice president of Mandiant, a cybersecurity firm.
These are hundreds of accounts, essentially part of an information operation.
Mandiant says the entity responsible is a pro-Chinese Communist Party group that's well-resourced and grew out of information campaigns targeting Hong Kong. Mandiant hasn't nailed down who's behind it, but
the Chinese government is probably our primary suspect.
A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in D.C. said China is one of the biggest victims of disinformation and opposes its creation and dissemination. Rare earth elements are crucial to electric vehicles, cell phones, missiles, supermagnets, and other advanced technologies. China currently controls more than 80% of global production.
China is probably seeking to maintain their leverage, their control over this marketplace.
This current campaign, if sponsored by the Chinese government, would mark a departure from previous efforts, which have been more political in nature. John Bateman is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
It is more unusual to see a very granular attack on specific Western companies that are competitors with China.
One reason may be that the stakes for China aren't just economic, says Maggie Bachman, who has researched Chinese political influence campaigns.
They rely on high GDP growth and proven economic outcomes to justify their one-party rule system. So economic outcomes are crucial to their political stability.
Carnegie's Bateman says this operation was ultimately ineffective, but it may be a sign that other sensitive industries could be next. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.